so-and-so at a certain time in the morning, and we'll be there and fix up the deeds. So I had to take my dad up there, and her uncle was there, the only two there for witnesses. And so I bought the property from her.
Well, did your grandfather himself have much schooling?
Well, my grandfather must have put everybody could educate, because he was a school teacher, a singing teacher, and a Baptist preacher, and he is a 32nd degree Mason. Of course, I don't know how much education he got to be that, but then anyway, he was just most anything he wanted to do. But there's one thing he never did do, Papa said. Of course, he passed when Papa was small, about 16. But he said that my grandpa never could hook up a team. He could fix up and drive oxen, make ox yokes and handle them, but he never could rig up the harness, know how to harness a team.
Is that right?
I got my grandfather's picture in yonder. And, but as I say, he passed my grandmother passed before I was born, too. But my brother down below me down yonder, he remembers my grandmother.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, where was she from? Do you know where she was born?
No, I've never looked up through my mother's old records to see just exactly where she was born. Whether she was born in Florida or Louisiana or Alabama, but it was one of the three places.
Was she a housewife?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have any idea of her schooling? If she had
very little schooling. Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, you take back. She was born in '40s, and there just wasn't too many schools or colleges around them days, and they got what they call a practical or a common education.
Right.
They'd get to where they could read and write. And they knew right from wrong. That's one thing they did do. They knew right from wrong. And but they just wasn't too highly educated.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you know your other grandparents?
Well, my mother's people, they were from Louisiana.
And both of them?
Huh?
Both of them?
Yes. And my grandmother, Adams, she must have been, from the records I've got, it's either from Louisiana or Alabama. Now, it was one of two places they were from down there.
Do you know whereabouts in Louisiana your grandfather was from?
Well, I don't know where he was born. I might look up the records, John, to find out. But my mother was born, she was born, I say, in Bossier Parish, and they moved from there up here in Oxwagon. But where he was born when he was a boy, I've just never looked over the records enough to, I just don't remember.
Well, what did he do for a living?
Grandpa Merritt? Well, I tell you, he was, he got crippled during the Civil War, and he was an invalid. But he farmed as long as he was able. And he was a minister also.
Is that right? Yeah, do you think that he went to school very much or about the same as
I never did hear any of them speak about that, you know. As I say, I remember when he was buried, and I should have remembered him, because I remember things happened before then, but all I remember the day he was buried.
Was his wife a housewife?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And she probably didn't go to school very much either.
Well, I never heard him speak too much about that. But they did send the mother and their children.